Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
One time show. Man, good morning, everybody. We're going to have a great show today. Plenty of tech talk callers out there. Jimmy is in the house this morning. He's definitely going to be ready to answer y'all questions. We had a lot of great racing to go on over the weekend, a lot of great announcements to go on. We got a lot of things going on. Y'all know how the Bread Man One Time Show starts his show. As always, we give thanks for being here, so let me get started with that. Today, our inspirational vitamin sounds like so. Secure in God, in the beginning you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, but you remain the same, and your years will never end. You can look at that passage in Songs 102:25 and 27th verse. It reads so. Are you going through a time of great affliction and misery? Allow the words of this scripture verse to soothe your worried and soul and provide a ray of hope in your desperate situation. Remember, you are a child of God. This God rises above all of our problems, as well as above time and space. He is willing and able to keep his children safe and to let them live in his holy presence forever. Should you find yourself in distress today because of the problems of life, then let God know of your iniquities and thank him for providing stability in your ever-changing world. That is our inspirational vitamin. We'll now go into prayer. Oh God, my reference and my fortress, thank you for the security that you're bringing into our life. Oh Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for allowing us to do the things we do, which is live at the highest of our ability, race at the greatest level, and be able to fellowship with great individuals, oh Heavenly Father. We want to ask that as you bring us into this week, that you continue to give us favor. I want to add an extra blessing right now for the Bryant family, oh Heavenly Father. Please bring them out of the misery that they have experienced this weekend. Keep them strong in their fight to get back to where they were, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you watch over Brother Bryant and make him well as soon as possible. Look after all of our family, oh Heavenly Father. All these blessings and more. We ask in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Good morning, Big Jim. What's going on this morning, brother?
Oh, not too much. Long weekend. Ready to get back to it. And glad to hear that we had some good racing this weekend.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We definitely did. Callers, I had something on my mind earlier. I had an individual text me about Jimmy, I just had some emergency. Take over the show right quick. I got a bad emergency just happened. Fellas,
okay.
Okay. I will call back in. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. I don't know what happened, and I just heard his phone go mute for a second, so we'll move on without him. Let's start with anybody give an update of what the happened this weekend. I know that there was some good racing went on over in Montgomery. Unfortunately for Ronnie Brown's race on Saturday, I understand it rained out before it could really get going. I didn't make it to that race or Montgomery, but I heard about some good racing went on in Montgomery, Alabama, for Big Drags event. I know Cole Killer went into action with 901 Bad Boys. Killer won that one. Congratulations to him. From what I heard, Witt and his crew just they were struggling a little bit, but they brought the action anyway. They decided it was worth giving a shot. I read somewhere where he said, "I'm not going to pay the punk out. I'd rather just throw a shot at it, even though I don't think I can necessarily win the race." So, appreciate that to him, and congratulations for Cole Killer. What else went on? There was a few other races, some cars I wasn't really familiar with. I know there was some pro mod action over there. And I know Chris Patrick made it. Mike Hill was over there with his car. I'm interested to hear what happened there. I know they were talking about doing something. I hadn't heard if anything went down on that event yet or not. So maybe when Breadman gets back on, we can see if Mike Hill is nearby and can call in and see what happened there. Or maybe you can get Chris Patrick on the phone. What else went on this weekend? I think 901 Bad Boys also went into action with Turbo Tim, and we'll get into that. I didn't hear the result of that. I believe the 901 Bad Boys may have won that one, but we'll get into the what's going on there as well. As far as subjects for the Tech Talk, I'm open to whatever y'all want to talk about. Some of the things that we came up with this weekend were more on the tire side of it than anything, and working on some big tire cars this weekend and some tire recommendations there, what we've seen horsepower-wise versus what tire people are running and where they're running into struggles. Also, how that tire applies to nitrous application. So and what I'm talking more about is mostly top sportsman stuff, top sportsman and small horsepower pro mod stuff. So that's something we definitely got into this weekend, messing around locally.
I'm back, Jim. Thank you.
You're back? All right.
Yeah.
No problem. Everything okay?
No, just had some very disturbing news. Aunt Boney's father just passed away in a bad accident. Y'all know who Aunt Boney is. I'm gonna have to get on out of here. He really needs me. I'm sorry to be like this, fellas, but he was definitely a close friend of mine, and y'all know if it happened to y'all, you would definitely get down there if a brother needs you. But I would like to get these callers off the line. If y'all have anything y'all would like to add to the day, I just ask that y'all keep Amboni in y'all prayers. He's an upcoming young racer, and you know, around here in grudge racing, we need to continue to keep everybody uplifted, no matter what the cause is. I did see a caller. We have to get back with y'all. I hate to end the show like this, but I got to, because I am part of their family. And with this happening, I need to get down there. But, Jim, I can leave you on if you'd like to stay on.
Without control of lines, it's very difficult. So,
Well, we will have to conclude this next week, everybody. Like I said, once again, I hope y'all forgive me for this, but I need to really step out right now. And, Jim, I would definitely keep in touch with you a little later and let you know what's going on.
Yeah. Our prayers are with him and his family, for sure.
Yes. If y'all could, though, like I say, just say a prayer for us, and we'll continue to move forward in life. And thank y'all for, you know, taking the time out your day to call in. With that being said, this is Bread Man. I have to step off. Y'all be good, be safe, and be blessed. Peace.
All right, we'll talk to you.